This wild man, Chatupa, from New Orleans, Louisiana. Miss Norma, New Orleans, Louisiana. Actually, Chichoma Chapatulas from the Chatai language. Me and people of the river. I'm also Yamasi. That's my nationality. So I am a real American native or American Indian, as you would say. And I also mask with the Mardi Gras Hunters, which is one of the oldest Mardi Gras gangs or Indian gangs that they have in New Orleans right here. Had it start over here in the Seven Ward, right here on Paul and Marie. You know, my position is the wild man. The wild man, he's the protector of the nation, you know, and he's also the bodyguard of the big chief. So when the big chief go ahead on to give me the message where we're to go, I go run up there to the front and tell the spy where we're to go and the flag where we're to go. And that's my job. Dealing with the indigenous aboriginal people over here in North America, we had earth pyramids, which are called the mounds. The mounds are basically our holy site that we went on. You have five different types of mound. You have the crematorium mound, that's where you would actually burn the dead. You also have the burial mounds, where you bury the dead. And then you also have the temple mound, which was one of the holy sites, and you also have ceremonial mounds, and you have astronomical mounds with dealing with the zodiac and all the other esoteric things and astrology. So, you know, and there's many other mounds that we actually went on. You had living quarter mounds, you know, so certain people was allowed to go on the mounds and certain people wasn't. The mound is the place where you would have your medicine people or the medicine society live on, and your priests and your priestess was also a part of the medicine society. And then you also had your family of the Maku, which meaning chief in the Muscogee language that's down here. So you would have the chief family and many others. But those who was not that line, they would just live like on smaller mounds in cheekies or huts or wigwams. When I saw you get in the set of meditating, it relieves you. You know what I'm saying? When you get in that state of sewing, you know, you get blood, sweat, and tears on it. You know what I'm saying? That means that you really put in the work and you sewing the story of you and your tribe within the regalia of the suit, you know? Most people say costume, but it's not a costume. It's an insult, you know? So, yes, it's a regalia that we put on.